the last Tuesday of June 2023, Mayor.
Well, hasn't felt too summery so far. We've had a couple of days lately, but it's correct. I was out watering last night. If I didn't water, we wouldn't have had that rain last night.
So we can blame you? Yeah, it was quite a stormy night for sure, and I know there were some spotty power outages around the city and on the South Shore, too, but those have been rectified, thankfully.
It's good for all the grass. Everything is green, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I know that you're hoping for a decent weekend, though, because there's a big patriotic celebration coming up on Sunday.
Indeed. We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, I believe.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just, you know, flip the Rolodex and pick something. There's so many things going on.
There are indeed. But yes, you know, we had the patriotic celebration, a little Americana at Hancock Adams Common with, I think it's the Navy show band.
Yep.
And you know, food trucks will be there and burgers and all the typical things we think of as a outdoor cookout venue will be there.
This will be, let's see, Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Hancock Adams Common, and all the live musical performances. I'm told some surprise performance guests to open up the event. I don't know what that's all about, but it's a surprise.
No, I'm told the same thing. I have no idea, Joe. I like it. Bedroom, kept them a duck.
Old-fashioned lawn games. I want to see you with the egg on the spoon race.
I don't think so. Maybe a little corn toss.
Okay, there you go. But it's all free, and it's all open to everybody, of course. So come on out and enjoy.
Absolutely.
It. You are reading the Declaration of Independence on Saturday, Mayor?
Oh, I forgot. That's on my schedule. Yes.
The Dorothy Quincy House, Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yes, I was invited by the dames to do that, and certainly look forward to it. I should brush up on it. I don't have it memorized.
Of course, there's this Quantum Road Race going on, a lot of different neighborhood events happening for Independence Day as well. So.
Yes, indeed, which leads right into the 4th, and I know the House Senate Committee has a big event on the 3rd, and we have the big parades, Squantum and Marymount, on the 4th. And
yep.
Hoping for good weather for everybody.
I know. That's been the question of the day for sure. We will see what happens. And actually, Friday night starts the Friday events at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, too. They put together quite a schedule of activities this year.
Yes, the group working with Dave Murphy's department put together a schedule, and looking forward to it. I hope it's well attended.
Yeah, I encourage folks to check out the schedule. Even some of Ruth Gordon's family is coming later this summer for one of the memorial events, so that should be very nice. Yeah. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the MBTA?
Sure.
I know there was a meeting recently, and you are still chair of the board there. How did that go?
Well, I'm chair of the advisory board. I'm vice chair of the board of directors. So the advisory board, Joe, represents 176 communities that make up the T district. And out of that, they chose me to represent them on the board of directors. And out of that, Governor Baker appointed me to the MassDOT board because two T board members have to be on the MassDOT board, Department of Transportation board. So last Thursday, we had quite a day. We had an MBTA board meeting for about 3.5 hours. Then we had a combined board meeting, and then we had a MassDOT board meeting. And the purpose for the combined meeting was to go over the whole Sumner Tunnel closure this summer. Sumner Tunnel is the second oldest currently used tunnel in the country. It needs some major rehab. So they've been doing spotty repairs, but this summer will be shut down for 2 months so they can get a lot of work done. So yeah, people are encouraging, certainly the T's encouraging people to use the blue line and to find alternative routes, of course. That was the big item. We go over a lot of things, a lot of reports on various issues. I mean, the T continues to have challenges, but the slowdown zones are going away. They're addressing a number of systemic issues, still waiting on a lot of cars to be delivered for the red line, some for the orange line. But there's hope. There's progress that's ongoing, and I know it's hard sometimes. The public that depend on the T, and I fully understand that, when things aren't going as well as we'd like. But no, we are going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Any update on the new bus garage across from the Quincy Adams station?
I know that the T has met with our Public Works Department because the electrical needs for that are pretty substantial. So there'll be a number of new lines brought to that site coming through Bergen Parkway. And so we're going over the detail of that. I pretty much have closed the gap. The original bid was way, way above what the estimates were. They've gone a little bit different direction, made some changes, did some value engineering. So I don't have a date yet, but getting close to announcing a date when they'll be underway.
Okay. And on that same realm, can we talk a little bit about transit-oriented development, and particularly around the Quincy Adams T station, and how the city may be moving forward in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, there's a requirement under the law for communities with the T to do more for development around the T stations. It really doesn't apply to us because we're already doing those things, Joe. I mean, the Bizzuto project in North Quincy was a perfect example of taking an 8-acre asphalt parking lot and turning into homes for people, allowing some retail use, which created jobs, created homes for people because we have a shortage in the greater Boston area. And, of course, pays taxes, pays lease to the T, pays taxes to the city. So we'll be seeing more of that around the Wellston T and certainly around the Quincy Adams T going forward. Quincy Center Station is marked for some major improvements to the station, essentially rebuilding that station before we'll see substantial development around that station. But it kind of goes hand in hand because the improvements may include some of the necessary requirements for the development. So the city's been pretty active and robust on the TOD stuff anyway. So, you know, what the state's encouraging, we're already doing.
Okay, so the city already meets the guidelines set up by the state for?
They so, yes.
Oh, okay. Can we talk a little bit about new trees coming to the city, Mayor?
I love trees, Joe.
I know you do. And you got a $130,000 grant from the state to add to the tree kitty.
Yes, indeed. In fact, you know, the robust program that we've had doing our streets over, you know, I know we've talked about it a million times, but mm-hmm. getting the infrastructure done. But then once the streets is done with the new sidewalks and the new grass borders, that gives a chance then to plant the new crop of young trees because many cases, and when we do a street over, we do lose trees. Some are already in decline. Once you start cutting up around the roots for the curbs and so forth, it weakens the trees. So there's a number of new streets that will be planting trees on the loom borders. We're trying to plant species that won't go as large in some cases. We have some enormous species of oaks, for example, in some neighborhoods that just can be overbearing. So we're, you know, the Natural Resources Department, the Forestry Division, they're very in tune to what trees where, what trees can take urban conditions, salt, urban pollution, compaction. Street trees do have a lot against them for them to really make it over time. But it's important we continue to have that urban canopy, if you will. It provides habitat. It provides tremendous shade and cooling for neighborhoods. It adds to people's property values. So, and we appreciate the state grant, and we'll continue to use our own budget money to plant hundreds of trees each and every year. We are now surpassing, in planting trees, we're surpassing those we're taking down. So we're in a good place now. And Merrimount Park's a good example. I know some people were screaming when we were changing up that slope. But at the end of the day, we planted far more trees that were there before, along with hundreds and hundreds of shrubs in that area. So we're same thing with Pageant Field. We planted a number of new species along with a bunch of new shrubs. And we're doing that in park locations and cemeteries. And, you know, that's one of the things everybody can do to help the environment that we're in. Whatever you want to debate about, certainly climate change and et cetera, et cetera. Well, trees are a great factor in helping to mitigate some of that. So we certainly encourage that. And you know, people are interested in getting a tree in front of the city plot, feel free to call the park and forestry divisions of the Natural Resources Department.
Very good. Mayor, of course, a new police chief now on duty, swearing in last Friday for Mark Kennedy.
Yes, yes, very smooth transition. We said goodbye to Chief Keenan, wished him well. Mark Kennedy has been in the department, I think, around 23 years. He's done a number of tasks. He's been a very well-respected lieutenant. He's been in charge of special operations. He has a law degree, very bright, good temperament, and just very works well with the guys and ladies of the department. So we're thrilled with his, because the assessment center recommended him. He was number one out of the group. So I concurred with their recommendation, and he's in place to put together his team now. And the public won't know any major changes, I don't see, because we have a great department. So it's a good smooth transition. We wish Mark all the best.
And finally, Mayor, it's a week from today will be Independence Day, and we will not be here to talk next week. So I want to wish you and your family and your staff a very safe, happy 4th of July.
Yes, and the same to you, Joe, and to our listeners. You know, we're still a great nation, and far more unites us than divides us. So I certainly hope that we can take time out and remember those that put it all on the line, including John and Abigail and John Hancock, create this great republic we have today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mayor, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks.
Take care, Joe.
Okay, bye-bye.